Is there a video on this thing?
No, this is just a voice channel. We can call each other potentially, I think.
That's fine. I think
I look that this right now. So
this works. That's all good.
Exhausted.
All good.
All right. Let's jump into this.
Hey everybody.
Hello everybody. Welcome to the OP podcast. This is going to be our very, very first introductory episode.
Today, yeah.
I'm pleased to let you know. Oh wow. Oh, I was done with the intros, but you want to go?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, let's do the intros. You go first. You go first.
I was gonna intro you and then you can intro me.
All right, let's do that.
Like, you never want to talk about yourself.
That sounds good.
Today I am pleased. No, it is a privilege to be joined by the one, the only, Orange Chigoli. Orange's been a friend of mine for a long time. Absolutely. Yeah. We went to school together. We've done a lot of hackathons. This is our podcast.
All right. So I don't know if I can beat that, you know, introduction. I am honored and privileged and whatever the fuck you want to add there.
We're swearing in this. Okay.
Wait, actually, redo.
No, I'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. We're rolling. I'll bleep it out. All right. I'll bleep it out. They don't know what you said.
Okay. All that stuff. Patrick. That accent.
You're copying me?
Huh?
You're just copying what I said about you?
Yeah, I'm Melania Trump, if you didn't recognize it. Just different voice.
Now we're making politics jokes.
Yeah.
We just lost half our audience.
All right. Well,
kidding. We work in tech. We lost like two people.
Yeah. okay. So, Patrick Pastor.
Absolutely.
Patrick is a really good friend of mine, one of my best friends, and I'm super glad to be doing this podcast with him.
Absolutely.
And this is probably the worst podcast you listen to so far.
In the wise words of someone we know, started from the bottom and we found a shovel.
Yep.
You and I have reached the point where we are doing a podcast.
Yep. Let me finish the introduction and then.
You're still intro. Yeah, okay. My bad.
Dude, Apple Design Award winner. What a great guy.
Student. But thank you.
All right. Well, did a lot of cool stuff. We've been through a lot of hackathons together, a lot of rough ones, a lot of ones that we didn't win. We won like a couple, maybe.
Rough ones than good ones, actually, now that I think of it.
Yeah. Here we are, and we're doing this podcast. And Patrick, you want to introduce what we're doing here and why we're doing this?
Well, okay, so I feel bad now because you mentioned the Apple Design Award, and I haven't talked about any of your accomplishments.
All good.
I do want to point something out, though.
What up?
You did win a hackathon without me. I don't know if you remember winning HackBU 2016.
All right. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
All right. Well,
you had a great team. You carried them to victory, if I remember correctly.
I wouldn't say that, but
you wouldn't say okay. But after we go off, you'll say okay. Today we're doing a podcast about shipping, not related to boats and transportation, but more so related to building a product, building a startup. We're going to be building a startup once every month, or startup is a very, very specific term, but we'll be building something. And we'll be giving you updates every week along the way as we go along through this process. And at the end of the month, we will interview somebody, maybe an expert in the thing that we built, maybe someone who's experienced at shipping products, or maybe just someone who wants to come on the podcast. And we'll talk about what we built and we'll ask them for feedback on it. That is pretty much a long story short what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Lawrence, why don't you tell us what we're going to be doing this month?
Yeah, so for the first month, Just to kind of go along with the spirit of what Patrick just introduced, for the first month, we're basically going to be focusing on the podcast. So hopefully for the, 11 other months, at least for, quote unquote, the first season, it's going to be like ideas that we sort of like either gain during this time or like come up with during this time, or ideas that people are going to suggest online, or literally anything that comes up that we think is a good idea to pursue for a month. But for the first month, it's just going to be the podcast. We're going to try to make this from what it is right now. No icon, no, I don't know if we're going to change the name. I don't know if we're going to do anything differently, but we're going to start with this, which is a pretty terrible start, to, grow it to something better. But part of the reason why we wanted to do it like this, terrible start, we wanted to basically show every single step of the way completely transparent and set the stage for the next startups, the next ideas that we're going to iterate on. We want to be completely transparent about everything that we do. We want to, maintain the highest level of integrity possible, to start businesses that not only are win-win for both of us and the customers or whoever is going to be using our products, but it's also a win-win for people that will listen to our podcast and we'll see every single step that we go through.
Absolutely.
I don't. Well, let's start with this question, Patrick. What do you think? Why should we make this public? Why do we care to make this public? Why would we even release, this transparency publicly when we're trying to build a business and, suddenly we could be building our competitors up as well. What are
Okay.
your thoughts on that?
So loaded question, but I'll jump right into it. And I
I
also
mean,
know.
it wasn't meant to be like I was literally thinking about this as I said it, so
worry, but you did
yeah.
good. You did good. You did good.
Thanks. Thanks.
So I know what you want me to say, and I'll say that too, but I'll also say my perspective as well. So
Okay.
one of the biggest reasons that we are doing a podcast is accountability. Having an audience and putting something out every week where we basically give you a weekly stand-up holds us accountable and makes sure that if we say we're going to do something, we have to do it. Like, or we're going to embarrass ourselves and going to have to get on this podcast and say, "Hey, didn't do it because I did this instead."
Yep.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. So another reason why we could do this is obviously we're building products and we're building businesses, and maybe someone listening might want to use it. Could happen. You could hear something that we're building and be like, "That's for me." So cool. Now we have another opportunity to grow anything we're doing, as well as our own personal brands, have something to be attached to. All in
What
all, it's a
brand?
win-win. You have a Twitter account.
With seven
At Orange
followers.
Jugoli, right? And maybe some people will listen and follow you after this. Probably not,
right.
but maybe.
right.
Also, we want to entertain. We want to entertain. We're two very entertaining men. We like to make jokes.
Have
That the way I said that too, like it didn't sound right. Like it didn't roll off the tongue. But yeah, we like to pretend we're funny. So maybe someone will find us funny, but maybe not. All in all, just plug us in, listen to us on your way to work, maybe when you're in the office. If you don't have a job, that's okay. We've all been there. You figure it out,
So with that said, what are we doing the first week? What are we gonna do to build our podcast other than, talking smack on Discord and literally not knowing what to do?
Okay. Yeah.
So what's
First,
the
I'd like to
first step?
apologize that I am sick and you might hear me sniffle a little bit. I'll try to mute the mic, but just letting you know how dedicated I am to this podcast. Okay. But first things first, first thing I want to do is set up our task board, which we should make public, allow people to see what we're doing or what we're actively working on. I'll have a shortened URL that we can plug during the podcast as well for that. Set up some graphics, set up a YouTube channel, and get it set up to publish to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, all the different platforms. And actually, while we're at like on this topic, what is there a process to get on Spotify? So the couple podcasts that I've been listening to recently, which I don't even remember their names. So yeah, we're not sponsored by anybody. Hello. They're on Spotify, and I'm not sure how to get there. Is there a way to?
So we're going to be using an undisclosed podcast app that relates to shipping, but I'm not going to say the name because we're not sponsored. But they're owned by Spotify. And there better be a way to publish podcasts on Spotify using that app. We're going to be somewhere. You'll be able to listen to us somewhere. We're going to be available on some platform, and you will be able to listen to us. Hopefully Spotify, if not this week, at some point during this month.
Yep. Great. And actually, like, to my earlier point, like, I jokingly mentioned, you know, sponsoring a couple times, but I think we're on the same page with this, that most of the stuff, like, if we ever get to the point that we're, you know, going to have sponsors, like, we don't want to, like, advertise anybody that we don't agree with. I think primarily it's very important for a business to maintain its integrity at the point where you start selling or advertising stuff that you really don't believe it's helpful to people, then I think you're doing it wrong. And this is something that we're going to hopefully maintain throughout our startups as well. One thing that I was thinking, like, before we started this is...
First time for everything.
Yeah, the one thing that I was thinking before we started is... Like, how, let me articulate this better.
Take your time.
Like, what, okay, wait.
I'm sorry. I threw your momentum.
I can't talk. It's all good. So basically,
audience love that air.
There are multiple types of businesses, right?
There
is. You can start, you know, B2B, B2C businesses. But even within these, or actually we shouldn't be using acronyms. So B2B, business to business, B2C, business to consumer. So basically consumer facing products like, you know, Facebook, I don't know, like
Snapchat, Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp. Yeah.
All that.
Fine.
Yep. B2C products. And B2B products would be like, you know, products.
Salesforce, Hootsuite, MailChimp, Twilio.
Yep. So all that stuff.
Microsoft.
All the Microsoft products. But
a little bit of B2C there too.
But. You know, even within these spaces, there is a lot of things that you could go into. Like, if you think about, like, one of the older business models is, you know, buying and selling at a higher price, buying somewhere, selling somewhere else. And with the internet, this is super easy to do, right? Like, you might have heard of drop shipping or things like that. And I think... like, we haven't agreed on an approach to this yet, but I think we should steer away from businesses where basically all you do is, you know, you get a product at a certain price from a wholesale supplier and you just sell it at a higher price, you know, in XYZ market without providing any extra value. Now, I think this used to be a legitimate model before, like, shipping was a publicly available thing. Or like so widely available, where you literally could just, you know, pay the fee, ship the thing across the country or like internationally and it's fine. But, you know, long time ago, you'd have to actually, you know, get a ship from I don't know, China, India, to like get all the goods from there and, you know, bring them to Europe or vice versa, right? And that was a process that actually provided extra value. And I feel that if we're going to start some business, it has to be some business that provides extra value. Because I don't know, I think it's worth trying to put extra effort into providing things that are of actual value, because that makes the business more, it makes the business foundation stronger. I don't have any data on this.
I feel like providing value is such an arbitrary statement, though. Can you elaborate more on what you mean by providing value?
Okay. So, well, it's kind of like the example that I gave, right? You know, like you actually just provide, you actually ship goods from China to Europe or the United States today, right? Like you actually have a thing that does that process and you benefit in the process of shipping.
Absolutely.
The value that most dropshippers provide today is purely informational, right? It's purely basically like, hey, I found this product in China that's super cheap. Let me sell it in the United States. And I'm not going to handle anything about that process. Like, I'm not going to handle shipping. I'm not going to handle, you know, anything about the product. Basically, like, all of that process is out of your control. All you're doing is basically selling at a higher price. Like, you're selling a good at a higher price. And maybe you're providing some value in marketing, but I don't think that's enough to justify. Well, it depends. It depends. If you're selling, you know, at a very slight increase in, you know, profit, I think that would still be okay. But if you're selling, you know, 2x, 3x the price, which is usually the case, or more, I think that's not, you know, the very, like, it goes into that gray area. Are you really providing 2x, 3x the value?
Okay. I don't know what your thoughts are. You want to have a lot of integrity behind what we're doing. Like, you want to make sure that we can measure the value that we're providing and we're not stepping our bounds and maybe taking advantage of anybody.
Right. And I mean, this is, it makes it a lot easier to justify selling your product, and it makes it easier to ask any salesperson, right? They will tell you how stressful it is to sell something that doesn't provide any value. I could be taking shots at the new Xbox or at the, you know, latest iPhones or whatnot, but I'm going to steer away from that. And I'm just going to say that it's really hard to sell something that, you know, doesn't provide a lot of new extra value. And it's really hard for marketers to do that. And being that we're not, by training, marketing people, it's better or easier for us to sell something that actually provides a lot of value and not just, you know, perceived value.
I agree. But I will take a devil's advocate position here. So let's take the example of a new iPhone or a new Xbox or a new PlayStation, if we want to be super partisan.
Okay.
If in a free market, if you put a product out there and you put it out in the world and maybe you put some marketing behind it, maybe you don't, and people decide to buy it, is that immoral?
No, if people decide to buy it and they don't do their research, and that's why I said it's not necessarily immoral, it's just in the gray area, because you can apply the same reasoning to, let's say, pharmaceuticals, right? Is it okay to sell at, I don't know, like current prices in the United States are like 5x, 10x. Like
I see where you're coming from, but I can't say with good faith that those are very similar due to the fact that we have insurances. There's obviously doctors being paid to peddle information while maybe being come from a certain angle.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
like, knowledge base. I'm not saying all doctors are evil profiteers. That is by far not the case at all. But in some cases, it has been proven that that does happen. But
I want to steer away from,
I wouldn't even
say
that pharmaceuticals are a free market. Yeah. I would say pharmaceuticals are in some ways very much not a free market, especially when it comes to patents and owning
right, certain
lavatories.
Right. And yeah, that gets too much into like technicalities, I guess, but I still think
you want to steer away from that, make it a little bit lighter.
Yeah, like let's
okay.
Let's not start with, you know, political like first podcast.
So startups.
Yeah, startups. So I think it would be I think comparing pharmaceuticals just purely based on price, right? Let's take like the case of Martin Shkreli. That's a less controversial. Yeah.
You and I have the most unpopular opinion about that guy ever. You know that? You know he's universally hated except by you and I. Like, everybody hates him except us.
I mean, like,
you can't hate him. I mean, no, okay.
Fellow countrymen, of course.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No, he's. I think like his move, like raising the prices.
Oh, I mean, obviously that. Yeah, like everybody's has their flaws.
Right, and okay. You know that's of course not a major.
Everybody's
flaw.
Just the viewership just dropped right now. They're like, wait, what? He did make arguments for why he did it. He did say he was doing a good thing. If you watch his interview on The Breakfast Club, he has given away like hundreds of thousands of dollars in free medication to people who really needed it. Was raising the prices good? Probably not. I'm gonna say no. And obviously, like all the stuff he said about Hillary Clinton that landed him in jail, you know, probably shouldn't say that about people either, especially politicians going up for election. But yeah. I do have to admire his business sense. He was able to go from nothing to something. Very, very smart man. Allegedly still running a business in jail, which, you know, that's very hard to do.
Yeah. Yep.
It's doing better than ever, apparently. But I don't know if we'll ever get an update on that story.
Let's
move away from this extremely controversial topic. Lawrence, for the first 2 weeks of the podcast, what are we going to be doing?
Well, you know, not that, hopefully.
I was thinking about adding it out, but I'm like, nah, we're going to keep that in.
Like, that's for the reader to figure out. So really, like, you know, that's a general overview of like how one to approach this. And for the first 2 weeks, I think it's mainly going to be like setting out the podcast, and hopefully next podcast is going to be so much better than this one that we're going to end up deleting this one.
We're not going to delete this one. We got to keep it up. You got to have an archive. People need to, when they hear an episode, they're like, oh, I got to start from the beginning, and they're going to come here. And then they can be like, never mind. We're never listening to this podcast again. I like how we went from sponsorship to Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, that's one way to guarantee that that's never gonna happen.
Hey, we don't need them. We don't need them. We got us, you know. Okay, so forget about this week when we set up the podcast, because we did start midweek too, because we don't need to be doing as much of. I was gonna ask you, but I'll just lead into it, because I think the first 2 weeks we're gonna be doing a lot of research and development and planning and strategizing for how we're gonna handle moving on into the final 2 weeks of a month. But for setting up the podcast, we've already done some research. We already have the recording equipment set up, and we're already talking to you right now. So we don't really necessarily need to do that as much for this month. But moving into June, we do have big plans. You and I want to, first 2 weeks, we're going to be doing a lot of research. Can you elaborate more on that?
I do want to like understand what is a better way to like reach out to people. Like what is... you know, well, actually, even before that, like I want to get some feedback on whether, you know, like what we've talked about so far is even socially acceptable, you know, like if it's even like, you know, something that you should say on the podcast. I'm sure that, you know, certain things should be left out. But so far, we've been pretty straightforward. Like this is like a normal conversation that we usually have, probably like a bit too normal. So
I feel like that's part of the joy though. I mean, we've definitely talked before and been like, wow, we really should have been recording all of this.
Yeah. And now we are. Yeah. For sure. And I think that's that's possibly going to be like one defining feature of this podcast. But then we got to figure out, like, how do we reach an audience that really enjoys that, this kind of, not just enjoys, but like finds this thing useful, right? Again, like providing value, like how do we reach the part of population that we can actually provide value for through this podcast?
And yeah, and maybe we can also even take that to a whole nother level. If we want to start engaging with our audience, maybe we want to read out some people's goals for the week, shout out their names so that they feel like they're accountable in a way, because it was said to a very small audience. But hey, maybe that audience might grow. Maybe it'd be like, oh yeah, this person's going to be working on this week, and maybe we can get an update from them next week. And yeah, maybe we can start shouting out other people and helping them stay accountable as well while we do the same.
Yeah. How do you feel about inviting people to this Discord that are, you know, maybe we can create like a separate channel where it's just us two recording, and maybe
people invite. For sure change the name of the icon. Yeah, that actually, hey, that might be something that you can do this week.
Yeah.
Totally. That'd be dope. Yeah, perfect. And create some channels, maybe set up like a bot that like moderates and stuff like that. That'd be, yeah, you should definitely do that.
Yeah, no, like let's not moderate. Moderate personally, but like not with the bot. I don't know.
I misspoke. I don't think I clarified that. Like, obviously we don't want people being able to access the same channel that we were in right now. You don't want to be recording an episode and having some random dude jump in.
Yeah.
And then just saying whatever while we're recording. So locking, setting permissions, more of that stuff.
I will get on that. I will get on that. Yep. I think one thing that maybe we didn't make clear is a lot of people are going to come in and they might be like, oh, I can't do this, like the same thing that you guys are doing, because, you know, I have a job, I have kids, I have family. Like, what would you say to that, Patrick?
Well, I'd say you're absolutely, no, I'm just kidding. I would say, hey, we have very busy lives. Obviously, I don't have a wife and a kid, thank God. But I mean, it's what your life is your life. But I'm still very young, very, very young. So I'm still starting my professional career, still very busy with work. Obviously, I have friends like Orin's and other people that I hang out with. So, I mean, my time's already been allocated in a lot of places. But I can still find time to work on my passion, maybe work on this thing for this podcast, whatever we're building in a month. And it's all about how you manage your time. And you should be able to prioritize things, and you should have goals maybe outside of your job and maybe outside of your family life, because that's very important to not only your professional life, but also your personal life. People want to be around aspirational people. You want to create a legacy for your family and your children. I don't know if that was too deep, but yeah, that would be my answer to that.
No, that's a very good answer. I think like the only thing I'd add to that is, yeah, like just, Even if you have a lot of responsibilities, I think if this is something you're interested in, one thing that I heard in a podcast recently, and I forget the name of the podcast again, like, I'm so sorry, whoever said this, but, you know, you're great. Whoever said this, they said, Sunday is not a day of the week. So you have to like actually, you know, pick a day and get started. Like you can't just say someday I'll do this. So, you know, you have to make time. You have to make time for this, or things that you'll be working on. Anything else to add, Patrick?
No, that's kind of along the same lines that I said as well. Like, I think you do need to like prioritize different things. And I mean, being accountable is a one way to get started with that. You and I have historically had a very, very hard time, you know, like getting started with things. This is probably the fifth podcast I've tried to start, and we'll even see how far this one goes. I'm more confident about this one than any of them, but it can happen. You know, life can get in the way. Something comes up, you know, you get busy, and then all of a sudden you stop prioritizing time like you used to, and you can kind of fall into this hole of, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. One of my favorite books, actually, called The War of Art, which I'd highly recommend you read. It basically personifies this idea of procrastination and calls it the resistance, talks about it like it's an actual person. It says like the resistance will try to stop you from doing this. It'll come up with ways to figure out how to prevent you from accomplishing goals. And like, this is the type of things it wants to stop. So it's very interesting to think about procrastination as an actual, instead of an arbitrary idea in our heads, as an actual thing that is physically doing everything it can to stop us from doing what we want. And that thinking about it in those terms, while super artsy and abstract, does allow you to recognize when you are starting to fall behind on things.
Yep. Well, what is the best way you think to keep yourself? Wait, what happened?
Oh,
Discord's, you know, just sending things.
Oh, I made you an admin of the server.
Ah, dope. Okay.
I had to turn notifications off too because I'm in a lot of servers.
I see. Okay. But,
and I was getting a ton of notifications during this, but we're good now.
All right. What was I talking? Oh, yeah. One question that I got recently from someone is, or it wasn't so much a question, but it was like a comment. And, you know, I thought about it a little bit. What do you think about, you know, business being luck? Should you go around like thinking that, you know, business, it's all luck, man. Like, it's all about, you know, being lucky enough to find the right idea, being lucky enough to, you know, work with the right people, being lucky enough to be at the right place at the right time. What do you think about that?
So, to short answer, yes, it is. But to put it into perspective, it's not like buying a lottery ticket and passively being lucky. Like, you can't passively come up with a good idea and passively build a business. Luck is about setting yourself up to succeed and being in the right place to succeed. If it was all about hard work and determination, there'd be a lot more millionaires and billionaires out here. There's a lot of people who work really hard, work on the right things at the right time, but something just doesn't click, it doesn't connect, and it doesn't work out. We might never get lucky. Like, this might go nowhere. But if we continue to work and continue to set ourselves up, we increases our chance of getting lucky.
Right.
So increase our chance of getting lucky and being able to set ourselves up for success.
My answer to that, when I was having this conversation, it was more like, I think when it comes to luck, it's just a matter of, you know, an amplifier of your success, not necessarily yes, no, you're going to be successful or not successful. I mean, rarely it might be the case, but I think more so it's about, you know, if you started a business at the wrong time, I mean, let's think MySpace, for example, right? Like, it probably had a lot more issues, but, you know, it was also the wrong time. Like, the people weren't ready yet for it. And I think the difference comes to be at, you know, the amplitude that the business grows at. So Facebook today is worth $400 billion. MySpace at its peak wasn't even close to that. And I think it's similar with almost like any industry, any product out there that, yeah, you know, if you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, it's not that you're not going to be successful. You might not be wildly successful. At least that's my own view on it. I have a very like optimistic view about like how, or about building a business in general, even though I don't think you can count anything that I've done as a successful business, but
I don't know, dude. Like HackBU, like that was pretty successful.
That wasn't a business.
What about unnamed startup with unnamed person that we made in San Diego?
That was pretty successful, but it didn't make any sales. So,
So that's what I have to say. What do you consider success? If success is possible, but maybe luck magnitudes it, does that just mean that your success definition is maybe altered in ways? Like, maybe success is about working hard and learning in the process, because that you can always guarantee. Like, if you work hard, you're going to learn something.
Right. And
that's do you mean like making lots of money, being profitable, because
No,
that I would argue is a little bit more luck based.
I think. Well, if you define money as a metric, sure, like you can count it as a success metric. But I think what most people should define as a success metric is the value that they're generating, right? Value is directly related to money most of the time, but not always. Like an open source project provides value, but it doesn't usually generate money. Sometimes like it provides more value than, you know, proprietary products. So it really depends. And I think my definition of success would be somewhere in between providing value and, you know, measuring that value through dollars. But that would be, you know, secondary. I think the primary metric is, you know, how much value are you generating? And whether you measure that through dollars or through something else, I think that's secondary. Like how you choose to do that.
Like yeah, no, I would tend to agree with you. Absolutely. Yeah.
I would think that it's easier to measure whether you're generating value or not if you're building a proprietary product. This is not to say that open source products are bad. In fact, quite the opposite. But I think it's easier to measure value that you're generating through products that you charge for. I'll give you one example, right? You go on GitHub and you see a lot of projects that are open source. You can totally, you can go and use the product there and not even like end up, you know, clicking on the little star button to like start the GitHub repository or, you know, things like that. So the person isn't getting any credit and they don't get any metrics on whether you got any value out of product versus if they were to charge for it, like it would be really easy for them to measure because the value that people got for the most part would be equal to the dollar amount that they saw in their account for the most part. So I think that we should attempt to go for that model instead of the open source model. But
100% agree.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about the biggest open source project and you think of the biggest for-profit company in the world, like it's not even close.
Right.
In amount of value provided.
Yeah. Depending on how much money you get, you still get an even bigger opportunity to either reinvest that money to provide even more value, maybe a potential for philanthropy to give that money away, or, you know, even just make that your full-time job so you can, you know, provide value in something that you're really interested in, and you understand the full impact that you're having. So I think like either way, like approaching it that way makes more sense. And finally, I think, let's talk about how long do we keep these podcasts for?
So this has been 40 minutes, I want to say.
Okay.
I guess this is a good amount, maybe for a first episode. We can try to keep it, maybe try to do them tighter, keep it to 30. Maybe we can bring more to talk about if we start adding more segments in the future, make it an hour.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, that might be something that we decide this week.
Okay.
Maybe we get some feedback. We see what people say. Maybe we can ask the viewers and listeners this question right now. How long do you want this to be? Shorter or longer?
Great.
I sounded so aggressive when I said that. How much would you rather have this be a shorter podcast or a longer podcast? Please let us know. Please write in the comments. If you're listening on any platform that doesn't support comments, tweet at Orange Jigoli.
Something like that. I don't even know what my Twitter
Let me check.
I think it's like Orange X or something like that.
Orange X? That's a great Twitter username if that is the case.
I think it is.
It's Orange under, oh, tweet at Orange underscore X. Your feedback, and he will respond to it because he has no notifications on Twitter. He will for sure see it.
I think I respond to people like once every 6 months, but because I'm only followed by 7 people, I get to every message on time. So,
you have 2 tweets, and I'm not going to say either of their names.
All right. Well, great.
But they're there, so you might want to delete those. But I think this is the end. We'll close out. Maybe we'll have music next week. Maybe we won't. Who knows? Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you. Have a good week. I don't know.